You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
No. We are back. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm in the Dog Bowl in Berea. Happy to be joined by the Vice President of the Cleveland Browns Foundation, Renee Harvey. Renee, how are you doing?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
You got it. So it's been a year since the foundation kind of streamlined its mission with a focus on education. How has the last year gone? Tell us about the journey.
We've been extremely pleased with our first year. We've learned a lot. We've listened a lot. We've really, as you mentioned, redefined our focus and our mission. We have two main areas of focus: youth development and education. What we were able to do, we realized that we were involved with many great initiatives in the past, but under Dee Haslam's leadership, and as you know, she's our president, we really felt like we could have a much larger impact if we were able to streamline our focus and really streamline our initiatives, and that's exactly what we did. So we took a look at the initiatives that we supported, made sure that the initiatives that we were going to move forward with fell in line with our mission and our strategy. So we're able to continue some of those, like the Adapted Football League program, which is a phenomenal program for kids with disabilities that we do with the Achievement Centers, as well as our Marion Motley Scholarship that we started in 2005. So we're able to continue those. And then we've been able to add a few new partners on board to really extend and hone in on our education focus.
Like, and the Ginn Academy.
The Ginn Academy, sure. Exactly, and the Centers for Families and Children. So very pleased with that first year of work.
Now, Renee, as we, you know, got this kind of printout of what you guys have done, which is overly impressive for me, simply because I'm a player, and you know, you volunteer an hour or two, or in the Browns' case, 10, throughout your time and your career when football is your focus, but you don't really see the dollars and cents or the amount of impact that you can make. So just highlight for us from the 2014, you know, the impact report that has just come out, and some of the highlights and some of the staggering numbers. And again, this one I'll just showcase myself before you'll kind of like reverberate it, is over 8,000 Cleveland young people from birth through college were impacted by the Cleveland Browns Foundation.
Yeah, we feel very fortunate to do the work that we do. And much of that is because of the phenomenal partners that we have doing exceptional work in the community, and we're extremely proud of those partnerships. So as you mentioned, 8,000 kids, that spans from birth to college, different programs, but 8,000 kids in our community that
impacted.
Need support.
Yes, that's awesome.
Support. We were also able to increase our grant giving by 170% this past year, which was huge. This is really the first year that we've had significant focus on grant giving and deep impact work. So very thrilled there. And again, our partners doing tremendous work. Ginn Academy, I know we talked about them a little before, 93% graduation rate, which is phenomenal.
That's awesome.
And 75% of those graduates are first generation college bound. So really, really important numbers to share.
And at the Ginn Academy, we've seen Dante Whitner, his involvement there, and we also see lots of Browns players in the community throughout the year. How important is that for this organization? How is it stressed to those players?
You know, our community relations team does a phenomenal job getting the players involved, and I think that's what most of our fans really see. I think what they may not realize and may not be as visible is just how involved our entire organization is. So that really starts with Dee and Jimmy Haslam and their vision. It's really something that they're passionate about. It's important to them, and that they were ingrained in Cleveland since the moment they arrived. And community service has always been extremely important to them. As I mentioned, Dee is the president of our foundation. Jimmy and other family members are on our board and part of the vision of the foundation. And, you know, that really carries all the way through to our staff who are involved in many of our fundraisers and involved in
absolutely
the throughout the year.
That's right. Give 10. Let's go.
And then, again, I have yet to, and I know, Nathan, you have.
Oh, it's a refined golf tournament.
Okay.
Fine.
I'm looking forward to it. Renee, I can tell you, and all of you out there, it is on my calendar for the window of when it may be or may not be. But I'm looking forward to it because, you know, my wife and I started a foundation in San Diego that focused on working with young people and having them. It kind of rivaled the Browns Play, or I'm sorry, the NFL's Play 60 events. Mm-hmm. But I'm excited about, you know, coming in last year, I just missed the Radiothon. This year, I have a passion and love for the game of golf. So any way that I can ever be of service, I'd be more than happy to help. So, you know, shine some light on what the golf tournament will entail. Nathan, if you've played or will play, you can as well.
Awesome. It's out of Barrington. It's a great event. They have fun contests on a lot of the holes. The Browns players are there. Everybody's there, all the big partners, and it is awesome. At the end of it, we had a big auction. I had a great time last year, and I know that this year I'm going to get to participate even more, so I'm very excited.
And we have amazing MCs for this year, by the
way. Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much. Yes.
But yeah, the golf tournament, we also do a radiothon, as you mentioned, and then we also start a 50-50 raffle. So those are really our main revenue sources for the foundation, and those allow our fans to become involved in the
And the 50-50 raffle is at the football games.
It is.
I noticed the Quicken Loans Arena for Monsters, Gladiators, and Cavaliers games, they do it.
Yes.
And I don't know how you walk into a stadium and not partake and buy $1, $5, or even $10 if you can put a beer down your belly to not buy a 50-50 raffle, because you could walk away with a significant amount of money.
$27,000 was our average last year.
$27,000. So for you complaining about ticket prices going up, you can buy a decade worth of season tickets with $27,000 by hitting on a 50-50.
It's not a bad thing at all. So Renee, we know all the things that the foundation has done. What's next for the Cleveland Browns Foundation?
Well, hopefully more of the same. We hope to build on the momentum and continue to support many of the great partners that we have thus far. I think one of the things that we learned is across all of the educational programs was the importance of parental and family engagement, that was really a success, a key success factor in a child's educational attainment. So I think you're really going to see us focus on family engagement across the Cleveland School District. They're making tremendous gains, and so I think that's where we're going to be laser focused as we move forward.
Positive influences, family engagement, pivotal to education and development. That's been the theme of the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Again, and the mission statement of the Browns Foundation, for those of you who do not know, is that it is dedicated to a solution-based, holistic approach to ensure Northeast Ohio youth receive the development and education they need as a foundation for independence and success. If somebody listening right now wants to get involved with the foundation, what would they do?
They can check out our website, Cleveland Browns Foundation. clevelandbrowns.com/foundation. They can review our impact report and reach out to us. We have many ways for them to become involved.
On Twitter, it's @BrownsGiveBack. On Instagram, it's Browns Foundation. And the website, again, is clevelandbrowns.com/foundation. Get involved. Help the Browns. Help this community focusing on education and the youth here in Northeast Ohio. Renee, thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, you got it. And we'll see you guys all at this golf tournament. I'll tell you, you want to get out there. It's good times as well. When we come back, we're going to open up the phone lines, 216-578-0850. Let's get your reactions to Jim O'Neill. Thought that was an excellent interview. What did you think about what he had to say? Any other Browns questions you've got, get it to us. 216-578-0850. Zagur and Wilhelm, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.